Hey everyone, this is Nancy Dusso. I am here to share my journey. I have a new Facebook page called I Eat Plant Food. Yes, I do, and this is new in my life, and I decided to share my journey with other like-minded people that are interested in being healthier to gain back their health. And just, you know, kind of going back to a little bit of real instead of so much incredible fake. Well, to start out, the reason this started is because I have a beautiful daughter that they found a mass on her kidney. They did the scans, etc., found the tumor, went in, did surgery, took it out, and they said, voila, you're cancer-free, good to go. Then here we are, 5-6 months later, and her side is hurting. So back she goes to the doctor, and so they did an ultrasound. And they said, well, you know, you have a little bit of pain with this or that, and we're going to take you to a urologist. So then she goes and gets a CAT scan, and the CAT scan shows there's something there. We need to get it taken care of. Some kind of something is growing in there, probably cancer. They're not 100% sure. Then they go and do a biopsy and are certain. So now she is diagnosed with stage 4 renal cancer. And oh my gosh, my heart is aching and scared and fearful of her life. I just, you know, we're scared of the unknown. We're praying, of course, because God is a healing God. And I know that we can put our faith in him, and which we are doing. We are solid walking Christ followers. So that, of course, is number one. But some of the fear issues, of course, is, I lost my husband 3 years ago due to bad health, COPD, heart issues. Then I lost my grandson 6 months later due to different health issues that he had. So right now we're just fighting for life. And of course, you know, you have to stand up, be brave and strong, and I still have to work, of course, so I have to have a smile on my face, be nice to my customers, and then, of course, I want to be encouraging to my daughter and help her face these fears and angst of fighting cancer with strength and courage and with the help of scriptures and just hanging on. You know, it's, again, real life. So my next step was to how can I help? How can I be proactive and help kill the cancer cells? What can I do? As I watch her, she is going to have the treatment that they give you for stage 4 cancer. But there's got to be something else that we can do to help all of that on. Well, just so happens, and this is a God thing, just so happens at the same time all of this is happening, I have a friend staying with me. And she heard, of course, she overheard me on the phone with my daughter. And when I got off the phone, she said, I really think that you should watch this documentary. It's called Forks Over Knives. And of course I did. And oh my gosh, what an eye opener. If you have not watched Forks Over Knives documentary, go watch it. Oh my gosh. Talk about opening your eyes to the garbage that we've been told all our lives. I just did not realize now how much food can actually help kill bad cells that are in us. So the plan is to next on my focus list, of course, is to swap out all the bad foods for the good. So I went through my refrigerator and threw out the eggs, threw out the bread, threw out the butter, threw out the pasta that I had. I just went crazy, of course. And thankfully, I'm not a huge eater, so I didn't have a lot of stuff in my freezer or my refrigerator, I mean. So, and I like vegetables and I like fruit. And I really personally don't care if I eat meat or not. It just wasn't high on my, I just don't care. I'm not a big cook. I'm not a big kitchen planner. I just want to go in, grab something, throw it in the microwave and eat it. I know some other people are like that. And of course, some of you love to cook. So we're finding all the good foods and things that I am, I'm putting a list together, and I want to put this on a platform that will help other people find this information, because it's there. You just have to search for it. Well, some people are right in the midst of the scaring of diabetes or of the health, the heart issues, or there's so many different things now. It's crazy. And not that doctors are bad. I'm not saying that at all. I am not a doctor. Doctors are there to help us. And I'm not down saying them at all. My daughter goes to a doctor by all means, as do I. I am proactive with my health. Do your colonoscopy. Do your things to be proactive in your own health. If you don't do something about it, you will get the same thing you've gotten over the last 20 years of your life, considering the fact that if you're 20 years old, I guess. So that being said, we are now battling, of course, the beating the desires for junk food or the easy grab of a soda or just whatever your typical Starbucks. By the way, I am a Starbucks fan, and they have almond milk that you can swap out, because coffee is not bad. It's a plant, so that's by all means. This whole thing that I am putting together and going to be asking you to walk on my journey with me, I'll be putting this on our group of plant-based eating for real people on Facebook. Feel free to come and join me on that. I will be giving tips and tricks and recipes and just basically our journey of how we battle the emotional ups and downs of you know, as you get rid of some of the garbage in your body and replace it with the good, you actually might be surprised. You have more energy. You have more an ability to not want to take a nap in the afternoon. It really is pretty amazing as I have started this. So I want you to join me. So I'll be putting out these podcasts, and I will be doing Facebook Lives on the Facebook page, which is Plant-Based Eating for Real People. And this is for busy working. I work 10 hours a day, 5 days a week at the post office for the next 88 days because I am retiring. Thank you, Jesus. I am so excited. So look for there. I'll be putting different things out there, what kind of foods you should be eating, what will help battle the bulge, so to speak, of our daily lives. And just come and walk with me. I will talk to you next time as I put some more out there. You have a blessed day, and may God's face shine upon you today.